It is 8:15 though here on 2SER Breakfast Ender. It is that time of week where we delve into the culinary world with the weekly feed. Alison Byrne from BQ joins us now. Morning, Alison.
Hello.
So what are we taking a look at this week?
Well, we're taking a look at soup.
I'm ready.
I love soup. I'm going to have soup every day.
Oh, just go for it. Just go for it.
But we're talking about a bespoke soup.
Okay.
Make it yourself, a DIY soup, which is it's a Chinese soup, and it's called malatang.
Okay.
So mala is spicy, and tang is soup. So, and you might have, I don't know if you've seen around a few different places, there's shops and they've got stacks or a rack of, say, vegetables, noodles, different meats, different balls of fish or tofu or whatever, and you thought, what are they? What do they do? How do you do all that? Like, what is it like? And what these are malatang restaurants that are started up, and there's quite a few around Sydney. There's a few in Chinatown, they're in Burwood, they're out in Eastwood, in Hurstville, all around. So if you see one of these places and you're not quite sure what to do, I'm here to give you the lowdown.
I'm ready. Because I have seen these around, actually.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
So what you do is you go in and you grab a bowl, is the first thing you do. And the secret here is that you pay at the end by weight. So whatever you put into the bowl, obviously if you're going to put really heavy stuff in there, you're going to pay more. So the art to it, I think, is if you're on a little bit of a, you know, tight purse string, go for the lightest things possible. It's like those all-you-can-eat salad bars. You know, you always fill up on bean sprouts and lettuce.
I was thinking those yogurt shops where you'd fill by weight. That was my first thought.
Yeah, the same deal. So go for the lightest things if you want to have a cheaper option. But you don't. You know, it works out pretty reasonably at the end anyway. So you start with a bowl and you grab a pair of tongs and you start to make your way along the bar. So you start off and you might put in some green veg. And don't worry if the green veg is in really big pieces, because they chop everything up so that at the end it's easy to eat. So you can have things like cabbage leaves, broccoli. What's really lovely I like is what's called chrysanthemum leaves.
Oh, okay.
So they're actually sort of feathery, spindly leaves. They're really lovely. So you put some of those in, put a few bits of tofu in if you like tofu. I like the shredded tofu skin, which is very, it looks like noodles, but it's actually tofu.
Okay.
That's really great. But you've got other noodle options as well. So you've got rice noodles, wheat noodles, instant noodles, like sort of your instant ramen noodles. You can put anything like that in. So then move along, and then you'll find an area that might have a lot of balls. Like,
okay.
That's the best way to describe it. So little meatballs.
Oh, meatballs. Okay.
But they're usually made of fish and maybe tofu. So, and some of them I think look like almost like Willy Wonka creations. they're like stripy, like Hershey Kisses shapes. Like,
oh my God.
They're round little balls with spots on them. They're all different sort of amazing creations. Usually there's some sort of a fish paste that's pounded up and mixed with flour and made into a little ball, and they put a little bit of a colouring in. And the spotty ones often have a little bit of fish cod roe in it, and it gives a little bit of a salty kick. And the stripy ones, I think they just do for decoration. But I always like those secretly.
Yeah, just sucked into the stripes. It worked.
That's right. And then you might have little fish patties as well. So like the little flat, round, maybe palm-shaped discs of fish as well. So you can choose a few of those. The other thing that I like to add in is what's called tofu knots. So the thin sheet of tofu is tied into a little knot, and it looks quite lovely, and it's really easy to eat, and it soaks up all of the soup broth. So they're always a winner too. I always throw in a few of those. So we're moving along. Then we've got the meats.
Okay.
So you can have things like very, very finely sliced lamb. That's fantastic. Sometimes you'll even find fresh squid, little tiny little squids or little prawns that you can throw in. And there's some of the bars, just check first. Sometimes you get charged a little bit extra if you add in the meats or fresh seafood. Other places, it's all included. So just double check before you start loading it in. So you can add, once you've got your vegetables, you've chosen some noodles, you've got some few interesting little fishy balls or tofu balls, and then you can decide to add some meats in. And you've got other selections of vegetables too, like what I love is my other favourite must-have addition is sliced lotus root.
Oh, wow.
So it's crunchy and it's a like a big white disc with little holes in it.
I'm picturing like a water chestnut type.
It has that same consistency of that, so but they're large sort of like hand sort of shaped slices. You might have even had them deep fried. They're really, really lovely when they're deep fried. But when the soup, they have that lovely crunch when you bite down on them, which is always fantastic. So you get to the end, then you have to choose what your soup is that you're going to get. So this is, look, if you have decision paralysis, this place is not for you. Because it's all about all these little micro decisions that you've got to make along the way. So then you've got to choose your broth. I always go for the straight up malatang, but sometimes you can just choose a plain chicken broth or a laksa style coconutty broth you can choose. Get that. They'll go away and they'll cook it. They'll ring your number. You come back and you get it. And then you add more decisions.
Oh, my gosh.
Chili, sesame paste, which gives it sort of more of a milky flavour. Fresh crushed garlic, which I really love. I always put a good ladleful of that in. Fresh coriander leaves, sesame oil. So more things that you can add on. And then you finally get to sit down and eat it.
We get there eventually.
Yeah.
It sounds really cool.
But it is really fun. And it's really good for, say, like people who maybe are a little bit fussy about what they want to have, or you have got different people who don't want different things in their soup. So, you know, like that whole DIY aspect I think is really great and it's fun if you're going with a group, or what are you going to get? Yeah, put some of that in, and you can try different things. And yeah, and you can try out something maybe that you wouldn't normally go for, because you can just take one if you just want to try something and then go back if you like it and you can get one next time.
And you mentioned, so where these places are all over the place, yeah, by the sounds.
There's one actually in Central Park, in the big shopping centre there, and it's really nice actually. You can sit and look over the windows and look at UTS across the road. There's one in Sussex Street in Chinatown. They're also in Burwood. I've spied them in Hurstville. There's quite a few chains. If you Google Ma La Tang, it's pretty simple. You'll find a whole heap of them in Sydney.
And where can we find out more information?
Or you could look on our blog.